Back. Miss Amy is back with an all-new Living Way Out Here on the Survival Circle Network. Join Amy for an uplifting hour of fun on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on Survival Circle. Alright, gather around, drag up a stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Well, now, since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know.
It's loud.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning.
Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and
man. Forget the working blues and let your good times roll.
So in my best kindergarten voice, I said,
the answer is
Lucy Fittipaldi.
That's right.
All right, we made it. It is time for Liberty Lounge. It's the 5th of June, and of course it's a Friday. And before we even get started, we're going to do this, and then I'll be back.
You ask me why I love her? Well, give me time and I'll explain. Have you seen a Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina Pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel in the Appalachia mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? You look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from a bright Nevada sky? You hail to the Columbia as she rushes in the sea, or bow your head at Gettysburg, or struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Pitons, or watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore in thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? Do you stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef? From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast, the might of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I have a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
There's the Duke with the America Why I Love Her. That's a great song. I really, really like that. As soon as it started playing, Amy said, oh boy, I like that song too. That'd be a good one. We might try to do something with that for a promo for Liberty Lounge or something. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff here that I am trying desperately to overcome the temptation of talking about, but I'm going to spare you. Because that's not what Liberty Lounge is about. But boy, you better be ready for Monday. Because I'm going to lower the boom on you Monday. There's some stuff in here I am just dying to discuss. But we'll wait. Because I promised. Alright?
I miss it, man. And I feel guilty as hell. I'm not all right.
The greatest man I never knew lived just down the hall. And every day we said hello, but never touched at all. He was in his paper, I was in my room. How was I to know?
Set 42, yes, 42 is also young. I would love to be 42 again. That was a few years back, but that's still pretty young. I remember standing out on the loading dock there for that cable out in that directional drilling outfit I worked for in Albuquerque. And this old boy standing out there, he was 45 and pretty rotund and smoking. And he's standing out there, and I said, I don't remember what it was I was talking about, but he said, yeah, once you reach 40, you'll, no. He was 40-something, 40, or closer to 40, and I was 45. That's what it was. And he said, yeah, once you reach 40, you'll start doing this, that, and the other. And I said, dude, I'm 45 now. 42 is not bad at all. I think I could handle that again.
The heart isn't blind, it just sees what it wants to see. I hope yours is looking at mine way that you're looking at me. Girl, I've been around, I've taken chances before, but this time I'm hoping for more. You're making it easy. Nobody falls like it. Making
chasing my rainbows. Honey, I love you too. That's the way love goes. That's the way love goes, babe. That's the music God gets old, it only grows. Losing makes me sorry. You say, honey, don't worry. Honey, I love you too. That's the way love goes. Honey, I love you too.
Sitting in this beer joint down in Houston, Texas. Was drinking Colorado Kool-Aid and talking to some Mexicans. And we was, what's that you say? What's Colorado Kool-Aid? Well, it's a can of Coors brewed from a mountain stream. It'll set your head on fire and make your kidneys scream. Oh, it sure is fine. Yeah, we's having ourselves one of them real good times. But you know every beer joint that you've ever been in, some big mean drunk who just ain't got no friend. Sure enough, he wants to fight. Yeah, he's gonna whip everything in sight. Well, he took him a big cold swallow of beer, and he walked over and spit in my Mexican friend's ear. Sure enough, that made my buddy real mad. That's something like he ain't never had. Well, sir, he pulled out a big, long switchblade knife. Quick as a whistle, he began to slice. And that big, mean drunk stood back, his face full of tears, looking down at the floor, one of his ears. He cut that thing off even with a sideburn. You might say the little Mexican fella, he just didn't give a darn. But he was a gentleman about it. Bent over and with a halfway grin, picked it up and handed it back to him. He said, "Now, big man, you get the urge to spit a little beer, just open up your hand there and spit it in your own ear. Won't be no trouble that way." That's what I heard him say. Then I said, "Barmaid, set us up around that Colorado Kool-Aid. While you're up there, bring this big fella here a box of Band-Aids. Now let me tell you, if you're ever riding down in South Texas and decide to stop and drink some Colorado Kool-Aid, maybe talk to some Mexicans, and you get the urge to get a little tough, better make damn sure you got your knife-proof ear mug. Hey, ain't that right, big man?" I said, "Ain't that right, big man?" "Ah, hell, he can't hear. Not on this side, anyway. He ain't got no ear. Hey, barmaid, bring us all a big tall glass of that Colorado Kool-Aid. How about it?" "How you doing, big man? Still got your ear there in your hand?"
This is me.
"Lord, it's been a long, long time. I know this ain't no social call. So go ahead, get it off your mind.
You heard what? Well, it ain't true.
I was here most all last night. I got over you the day you left. Could it be somebody like
they said what? That I was crying.
I haven't shared that I spoke your name.
Well, that's insane.
I hardly noticed you're not here. That I showed your picture to some stranger. Don't you think I got no pride? They've been here at home, face down. Lord, I bet somebody lied. But if they were true, what would it matter to you? Would it change the way you feel? If the rumors were right, would you be here tonight?
Wasn't me,
just someone whose world was t-
someone who looks a lot like me and loves someone like you. Some forget the tears I never cried. Lord, I bet somebody lies.
Would you look at what came down the road today, wanting me to be one more mistake to make, a bridge to burn to get to someone new? Hey, pass me by if you're only passing through. You sure look like the traveling kind to me. Don't stop if this ain't where you want to be. Now I don't know what you think you run into. Hey, pass me by if you're only passing. Among the other hearts that you walk on, Lord, help me if I fall in love with you. Hey, pass me by if you're only passing through.
Somewhere the music's playing soft and low. about the good old days. Sometimes it feels like this world's gone crazy. Grandpa, take me back to yesterday, when the line between right and wrong didn't seem so hazy. Did lovers really fall in love to stay? Stand beside each other, come what may. Promise really something people kept, not just something they would say. Families really bow their heads to pray. Daddies really never go away. Oh, oh, Grandpa, tell me about the good old
stop those soft aluminum cans. And when you're feeling macho, you can crush them like a man. She said, we'll rip out all the carpet and put sawdust on the floor. Serve hard-boiled eggs, pretzels, and I won't cook no more. There'll be Monday night football on TV above the bar. And a payphone in the hallway when your friends can't find their car. She said, I'm gonna hire a wino to decorate our home. So you'll feel more at ease here and you won't need to roam. We'll take out the dining room table and put a bar along that wall. And a neon sign will point the way to our bathroom down the hall. She said you'll get friendly service and for added atmosphere, I'll sip on something sexy and I'll cut it clear to here. Then you can slap my bottle every time you tell a joke. Just as long as you keep tipping, well, I'll laugh until you're broke. She said instead of a family quarrel, we'll have a barroom brawl. When the hams bear says it's closing time, you won't have far to crawl. And when you run out of money, you'll have me to thank. You can sleep it off next morning while I'm putting it in the bank. She said I'm gonna hire a wino, decorate our home, so you feel more at ease here and you won't need to roam. Then when you and your friends get off from work and you have a powerful thirst, where there won't be any reason why you can't stop off here first. She said I'm gonna hire a wino, decorate our home, so you feel more at ease here and you won't need to roam. We'll take out the dining room table, put a bar along that wall, and a neon sign will point the way to our bathroom down the hall. She said I'm gonna hire a wino to decorate our home, so you feel more at ease here.
Well, I don't know what happened. My little ad didn't work. And it's still not working. Well, since it's not, I'll just let you know that Buyer Barrel is going to be one of the sponsors for the Arms Expo up in Yakima, Washington, coming up here very shortly. We're looking at less than 3 weeks now. It's a little over 2 weeks. And if you've ever been looking for a custom barrel for a 10/22 or an AR-15, you got some. You want a 22 barrel for an AR-15 or whatever. Clint Beyer is the guy to see. He's got some fine barrels. Matter of fact, we're going to be featuring his barrels at the what they call the Shoot the Deuce competition here coming up. I believe it's in August here in Sholo. My son and I did real good at that last year. And we're going to get some banners or something up there to promote Buyer Barrels. And I might even bring one up to the, well, there's no reason for me to bring any. Clint's going to be at the show. So if you're coming up there, be sure and check out the booth where Buyer Barrels is at, because he's got some dang fine shooting barrels. I can promise you that. And there's going to be quite a few things going on up there. We've got a bunch of my friends now, probably four, five, six, probably at least six of my friends coming from Utah going to meet me up there. I've got a couple of friends from New Mexico who's going to meet me up there. And certainly we've got friends from all over Washington, quite naturally, that are going to be there. A couple from, there'll be quite a few people from Oregon, I imagine, but there'll be a couple of my friends from Oregon. So I'm really excited, really looking forward to this. I think we're going to have a blast, no pun intended. And then I'll hang out there with good people for a few days and get ready for my class, which is the following weekend.
I ain't never been with a woman long enough for good time for me to head on down the line. Early in love song. Early in love song. Early in love song. Can't be gone.
Holding the hand of a wild eye.
That's not the way this is supposed to go. Hold on just a minute. I think I've made one of those exceedingly rare mistakes that I do. Let's try this again. Okay. There we go. Now we got it right.
You know, this old world is full of singers, but just a few are chosen to tear your heart out when they sing. Imagine life without them. All your radio heroes, like the outlaw that walks through Jesse's dream. No, there'll never be another red-headed stranger, a man in black and Folsom prison blue. The Okie from Muskogee, or hello, darling. Lord, I wonder who's gonna fill their shoes.
Who's gonna fill their shoes? Who's gonna stand that tall?
Who's gonna play the Opry and the Wabash Cannonball? Who's gonna give their heart and soul to get to me and you? Lord, I wonder
who's gonna fill their shoes?
Yeah, I do.
That's a great song.
God bless the boys from Memphis. Blue suede shoes and Elvis. Much too soon he left this world in tears. They tore up the 50s. Old Jerry Lee and Charlie. And Go Cat Go still echoes through the years. You know the heart of country music still beats in Luke the Drifter. You can tell it when he sang I Saw the Light. Old Marty, Hank and Lefty, why I can feel them right here with me on this silver eagle rolling through the night.
Who's gonna fill their shoes? Who's gonna stand that tall?
Who's gonna play the Opry and the
Wabash Cannonball?
Who's gonna give their heart and soul to get to me and you? Lord, I wonder
who's gonna fill their shoes?
Yes, I wonder who's gonna fill their
mine.
tries harder today. So don't blame her, greed is life turned her that way. Stepped on so many times, and I hate to admit it, but the last footprint's mine. She was crying when I met her. She cries harder today, so don't blame her, life turned her that way. So don't blame her, life turned her that way.
Was a slanted wood shack
just for you, right?
With
the
three little kids and a mama. Papa died in 63. Left little Jimmy and me to plant those taters and pull up another tomorrow. Rocky Mountain music fills my memory. Rocky Mountain music, Papa, can I hear you playing for me? Little brother was never quite right. He used to sit on the floor in the sunlight, play with the dust that danced on the beams in the window. His sister had to cook and clean, 'cause mama, she got sick and lean. Sometimes I think she just died away, missing Papa. Rocky Mountain music fills my memory.
Now this next one right here, I got to, this one reminds me of my stepdad. My stepdad was he was my dad, he wasn't my stepdad. He was a tremendous and mighty patriot. He died on Father's Day of 2009. It was just before you got there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Father's Day of 2009 when he died. And this song right here reminds me a whole lot of him. Listen to the words of the song. You've all heard it before, but listen to it with that in mind. Wait a minute. Let's try that again. Now we're cooking with gas.
When a single mom goes out on a date with somebody new, it always winds up feeling more like a job interview. My mama used to wonder if she'd ever meet someone who wouldn't find out about me and then turn around. Man, I called my dad when I was 5 years old. He took my mom out to a movie, and for once I got to go. A few months later, I remember lying there in bed. I overheard him pop the question, and I prayed that she'd say yes. And then all of a sudden, oh, it seems so strange to me how we went from something's missing to family. Looking back, all I can say about all the things he did for me. Now my wife, about 3 years ago. We had the perfect marriage, but we wanted something more. Now here I stand, surrounded by our family and friends, crowded round the nursery window as they bring the baby in. And now all of a sudden, oh, it seems so strange to me. Into family. Looking through the glass, I think about the man that's standing next to me. And I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't.
Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stump road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready.
Everybody get on, ready, let's go, boys. Kick it off, Leon, kick it off.
This was just for you, Eddie.
Thank you.
go. That was just for Eddie Crump. I know you love that stuff, though. Anyway, maybe this will be a little better. Couldn't get much better, actually.
She said, I'm going out with my girlfriends. Margarita's at the Holiday Inn. Oh, have mercy, my only thought was tequila makes her clothes fall off. I told her, put an extra layer on. I know what happens when she drinks Patron. Her closet's missing half the things she bought. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing an earring in her brain. Leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. Them pantyhose ain't gonna last too long if the DJ puts Bon Jovi on. She might come home in a tablecloth. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Champagne brunch, a bridal shower with Bacardi punch, Jell-O shooters full of Smirnoff, but tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing an earring in her brain. Leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. She don't mean nothing, she's just having fun. Tomorrow she'll say, oh, what have I done? Friends will joke about the stuff she lost. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. All tequila makes her clothes fall off. All tequila makes her clothes fall off.
Thank you. time you take a sip in this smoky atmosphere, you press that bottle to your lips, and I wish I was your beer. And in the small there of your back, your jeans are playing peekaboo. I'd like to see the other half of your butterfly tattoo. Hey, that gives me an idea. Let's get out of this bar, drive out into the country, and find a place to park. 'Cause I'd like to see you out in the moonlight. I'd like to kiss you way back in the sticks. I'd like to walk you through a field of wildflowers. And I'd like to check you for ticks.
Little dust on the bottom. sweeter with time.
You were sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You stood over a bit close as we drove down to the lake road. Watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Though there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time.
This young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot. And the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul. The devil opened up his case and he said, I'll start this show, and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings, and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in, and it sounded something like this. Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best there's ever been. He played Pound the Mountain, Run, Boy, Run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, I'm picking out dough. Granny, will you don't fight, don't child know.
That was a nice song. Yes, this is me, Amy, again. Cope had to run out and see what was going on. Our dogs were barking like crazy, so he ran out there, and here I am. So I think he'll be coming back here very shortly. But that was a nice song. I don't know what song it was or who.
Charlie McCoy.
Charlie McCoy. That's who that was. So, Bright Angel, I just read what you wrote. That's pretty funny. All right, Cope is back, so good night again.
Thank you.
for 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Riley, I can see my baby tonight. So ride me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Ride me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, ride me. Ride me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Ride me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, ride me.
country. In my time, I thought I'd seen it all. But today, I took a detour down a back road, through a little town whose name I can't recall. There were old men on benches playing checkers, children playing hopscotch on the square, and high above a statue of an unknown soldier, Old Glory was waving in the air. Suddenly I realized what I'd too long forgotten. A chill rose up like mountains on my skin, overcome with the feeling I knew I was seeing America all over again. But I parked around behind the five and dime. There's something about a small town in the summer, like a Norman Rockwell picture back in time. Kids recording at the Rexall soda fountain, like we did before they built the shopping mall. I saw so many reasons why I love this country. You know, some things never really change at all. As I left the two-lane road and pulled back on that superhighway, I thought of what I'd seen back in that town, and it hit me like a freight train that a stone's throw from the fast lane. America is still safe and sound. America, pictures of a people proud and free. America, I'll keep holding to the dream. You're still what living means to me.
Like this bad rainy weather kept everyone else in. I'd hope someone would come along and fill this space in me where your love's been. I'm sitting in a bar in the middle of the day, just whiskey chasing all my troubles. Another shot of Southern comfort, some water on the side. It's crazy when a man allows himself to be so taken for a ride. But love is so strong, it does what it wants to. I'm whiskey chasing memories of me and you. The music in the background sounds like it's pouring out of my heart. Seems like every time the saddest song has played, the sadder one will start. I wonder what's happening in the bar across the street. There's got to be a place in town where broken-hearted people go and meet. Hey, friend, another round when you're down at this end. I'm whiskey chasing the world away again. I need some more southern comforts when you're down at this end. I'm whiskey chasing my troubles away again. I'm whiskey chasing my troubles away again.
Like the burning end of a midnight cigarette, she broke his heart. He spent his whole life trying to forget. We watched him drink his pain away a little at a time, but he never could get drunk enough to get her off his mind. Until the night he put that bottle to his head and pulled the trigger and finally drank away her memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength he had to get up off his knees. Found him with his face down in the pillow, with a note that said, I love her till I die. And when we buried him beneath the willow, the angel sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la.
Later next to him. La 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 la.
If you take me back, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna love you back to loving me again, and make it feel the way it did back then. I can't let you go, so I pretend. I'm gonna love you back to loving me again.
Tampico, I haven't shot radios, but I had a kid convinced one night up in Cody, Wyoming, that that was about to happen. This kid was playing that radio. It was loud. I couldn't believe it. It woke me up. He started the middle. It ain't like we went to trying to go to sleep with it. It played after we'd long since been asleep. And I waited and waited and never turned it down for, I don't know, I don't remember how long, about half hour, I don't know, it was a long time. And finally, and it was probably 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I got up, got dressed, walked up the hill. It was probably 200 yards away, to where this kid was sitting. He's sitting there with the doors wide open, lights on, the dome light on, and that music just absolutely freaking blaring. There was no way that he could have known that anybody was sneaking up on him. We could have marched the whole company up there and he'd have never known the difference. Son, I want you to know, I got right up in that door, stuck my head in that door. He had the light on, so the shadows were going out, so he never saw it. And I got right up in his ear. I mean, in his ear. I was an inch and a half away from his ear. And I said, "Turn that radio down!" I hollered loud as I could. I tell you what, I don't think you'll ever get the stench out of that pickup. That kid liked to have had a cow. And I never heard that radio again. For as long as I lived in Cody, Wyoming, I never heard it again. So that's what happens sometimes.
I heard him say, "I love you." I heard him say, "Forever." And without you, he'd rather be dead. I felt my hands shaking. I felt my heart breaking. 'Cause I meant every word he said. I saw him whisper something Then I saw you look so happy. It's a look I won't ever forget. 'Cause whatever he told you meant I'd never hold you, and I meant every word he said. His heart stole those words from my head. Now it's too late to tell you what he's already said. I heard him say, I love you. I heard him say, forever. Then he said, with this ring I beware. And when he said, I do, I choked back, I do too. And I meant every word he said. His heart stole those words from my head. Now it's too late to tell you what he's already said. I heard him say, I love you. I heard him say, forever. Then he said, this ring I beware. And when he said, I do, I choked back, I do too. 'Cause I meant every word he said.
Hello there, honey. Sure got a pretty smile. Mind if I pull up a chair? What's your name? Where are you from? Are you married? I don't want no jealous man after me. Want a drink? Something special for a lady? Just relax. Have a sip and talk to me.
If you've got 10 minutes, let's fall in love.
We can love all our troubles away.
If you've got 10 minutes, let's fall in love.
And I'll love you so ways. Why'd you leave him? Did he cheat? Did he hurt you? It's a shame to do a woman that way. What you got there? Some pictures? Well, your little girl, she looks just like you. Are you crying?
He must have cheated all of your love away. So if you've got 10 minutes, let's fall in love. We can love all our troubles away. If you've got 10 minutes, let's fall in love.
And I'll love you so many ways. What's that? I didn't hear you, hon. Am I married? Well, yes, I am, kind of, in a way, you might say. Now, wait a minute. Are you leaving? Oh, come on back, hon. What's the matter?
My wife don't love me. She never cared anyway. But if you've got 10 minutes, let's fall in love. We can love all our troubles away.
You've got 10 minutes. Let's fall in love, and I'll love you so many ways, and I'll love you so many.
All right, guys, I really could sit here and do this all night, but if I do, my wife's probably going to abandon me, so I'm going to have to pull the plug on it here pretty quick. But I've got one more to play and sign off with, and I hope you guys have a great weekend, and we'll both be back with you Monday. Don't forget to make every attempt to get to the Arms Expo up there. We've got quite a few vendors showing up. And I'll be one of them. I'm also going to help with security up there. And we'll try. I don't know exactly what's going to happen or what time I'm going to get there or what is going on. But we'll try to do a show Thursday and Friday from that location. Now, we're not sure. I haven't talked to Amy yet, so I don't know what we're going to do about that for the time that I'm gone. But Monday, we will have a definite answer beyond a shadow of a doubt of what's going to happen with Amy's show while I'm gone. We can and have done several shows for her when I was traveling. But it's going to depend on the time frame. You know, if I'm out in the middle of nowhere and don't want to stop, you know, 2 or 3 hours early because I'm in a town where I can get cell coverage, then we're probably not. So instead of it being hit and miss and saying, well, I wonder if they're going to be on tonight, well, we're going to let you know by Monday what we plan to do. And whatever we say, obviously, that'll be what we do. Thanks, Yak. I appreciate that. Eddie, I'm sorry we bored you to tears. We may do another. We'll do another rock show, but I'll tell you, it's going to be... It's not going to be probably, it's something that probably you can tolerate, but probably not the stuff that you really like. Cause I really don't. And we have gotten some emails and stuff on our last rock show, so I've kind of got a pretty good idea for what the majority of the listeners want to hear. But, maybe we'll get you to set in on one while I'm up there. How about that? That can be, I'm not sure if you're right there in the local area. Or not, but might not be a bad idea. So I'm going to sign off with this one, and we'll see you Monday. And put your
I should admit it. She ain't ever gonna quit it. It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out all day long.
Man, I remember when her eyes used to be so blue and shiny. God, you ought to see what's happened to her hiney. Man, that thing's big enough to land a small plane on.
Small plane?
Telling you.
I used to roll her in the clover.
Mm-mm.
But thank God those days are over.
Hallelujah.
It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out all day long.
I'd say, sweet Jesus, he's gonna finally leave me alone. It's all right if we say it,
'cause the radio won't play it. It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out all day long. It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out all day
Okay, that about wraps it up for another edition of Liberty Lounge on this Friday evening. I hope y'all have a wonderful weekend. Be sure and join me again Monday morning for Amy's show, Living Way Out Here, at 8 o'clock Pacific Time, and The Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Remember that your life is a gift from God. How you spend it is your gift to Him. Good night.
And it's all over. I called you on the phone just to find out what was wrong. And the things you said made my suspicions real. You said tonight again, you have to stay with this sick friend. But that story I'm not buying, 'cause it's all over but the crying. It's all over but the crying. I never would have thought you. You said I love you. Now I'll say my goodbye, 'cause it's all over but the crying. It's all